This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Here we have a strange mixture of two inyanim that are kilu. They have a common shayrish. We would like to understand a little bit more the inyan. On the one hand, you have the pasha shmita, that shmita is yailis, which is a chelik gadlan tayra, eka gadlan tayra. And then you have the pasha of geula, both geulas karka and geulas adam. So you have the dinim of Kedushas, Yevlis, and Shemitas, which is a world in itself. You have the second chelik, which deals with Geulas Adam and so on. And that's the entire parasha. I'd like a little bit to try to understand the Sheirish over here, that it's Kilu together, you know, what's the common Sheirish of those two inyanim? You find it says by the if b'chiyomach achicho mota yoda imach and so on. You have b'chisasig yad ger v'toycha imach, and then it says that it was b'nimka leger toycha imach. So if somebody becomes so poor that he gets sold over to a goy, oyle eikem mishpachas ager. So Rashi says over here eikem mishpachas ager. It brings the Gemara that it's talking about Avodah Zarah itself. In other words, he gets sold to the Ikra Avodah Zarah, which means he's a shamus to Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos says in Rashi says Zeh Oivik Kachom Shoyim La Eikas Anim Kal Avodah Zarah Atzmo Lias Lo Shamus, but not to be Oivik. Tosfos says in Kedushin that why is it called Eiker? Because it's a Sidele Oker. Avodah Zarah is a Sidele Oker, that's why it's called Eiker Mishpach Zager. They ask, it's the only place in the Torah. Avodah Zarah is referred to in many, many different ways, many different fani, many different places. And the only place that you have a reference to Avodah Zarah as Eiker is Dach over here. Why of all places Avodah Zarah Sidele Oker? This is the remez. Faket. I mean, this is a place where Yid fell down and he would be kemishubit to Avodah Zarah. You find in Avodah Zarah, Rashi says later on in Parashas Re'eh, it says there's a mitzvah of Abed Ta'abdun is called a mekoymes asha avdu shamagoyim. So there's a mitzvah of being me'abed Avodah Zarah. So Rashi brings the Sifri, it says Abed Ta'abdun, that's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah actually. Abed Ha'akat Ta'abdun, there's two dinim being ma'abar of a dezara, mikan lo oika v'riz kachom shet sorach l'sharash achreha. In the halachis of being oika v'rizara, a person also has to be misharish achreha. So there's the inyan of the etzim destroying of a dezara, and then there's a second chiv of being misharish achreha. I don't try to understand the second chelik of that mitzvah. In other words, it's the only place you find Lamashal in Bedikas Chometz, the only mitzvah, the only other issue you find that there's a mitzvah to look after it and to find it in every crevice and take it out is Chometz. The tam given is because it's something a person's ruggled to, so he has to get rid of it, not to be nichshel. Here there's a special dimension in the mitzvah of being of destroying Avodah Zarah, that there's also an inyan to be misharish achreya. I want to try and understand that inyan. One more nekuda. It says by the parasha of the in this same parasha of Nimkal Getash Imach Leikach Asager, it says Ach Nimka Geula Tieloi. After he's sold, he has a Geula. Echad mi Echad Yigaleno. one of his brethren should be goyel him. So it says that his brother should be goyel him, or his cousins, or ben doydoy, or mishpachtoy, and so on. You find this. You do find an inyan of kedimus in hilchas tzedaka to kroivim. So mipsarchal tesalem. There's a chiyuv to give kroivim first. You don't find the Torah spelling it out in detail. The brother should do it first, and if not the brother, the brother's brother, and if not the brother's brother's son, and so on and so forth. There's no, there's a chiyuv of to give more to Karim somebody else, and that's in all the chiyachichimach is that you have a chichos kaidim, if you're an irchos kaidim. It's a seder in kedimus achiyuv. The closer you are, the more achroy you are. And the Torah here spells out that it spells out the first karev, the second karev, or misher b'sar mishpati galenu, you know, till the furthest reach out. Why? I mean, it's the other way around. When the gavet circle comes around collecting tzedakah, the person who has the chiyuv first is going to be the closest one. You go to the closest one first, and if he turns you down, the second one, the third one. Torah spells out every single step of the way here. You find that the Moshe in many places, once you get past the first karev, for instance, the chiyuv mila is a chiyuv on the av. If not the av, then there's besen, which is sort of the klal, or anybody. I mean, is there a more of a chiyuv on a closer karev? I imagine that if it came to collecting money, if you need to collect money for the bris, a besen would be more noita to take money from a karev. I'm shy that it would fit into the same gedar. But first of all, that dissipates at some point. I mean, there's a certain thing craving, but then it's chalaisol, it's chalaisol. A ninth cousin and a twelfth cousin is the same. I don't think that it gets... There does craving that are rishonim, there craving that are shniim, but some sort of seder, but not infinite. So the Torah Ke'ilu maps out an infinite series. Doidei, ben doidei, sher psor mi mishpachtoi. It's Ke'ilu... Why over here, of all the places... Does the chiyuv shtol zechavek, cousin, 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 and so on and so forth? You have one other place like that, where sort of you see that by. I mean, the yibn that we have is only on the ach, achia av. In Rus, you find that there was a goyel who was there first, and Boaz needed that he should, and once he got out of the way, he was the second one. There was a seder that went past the one who had the mitzvah achrayis. It was also geulas karkos of sorts, not so clever psukim, but I mean the psukim call it the geulas, a geula of karkos basically. It came with the yibim, without the yibim. But al kaponim, in this place you have that seder. So I want to be oimed on. I want to try a little bit to be oimed on a very shoreshtik inyan over here. Let's go back a parasha before. In the parasha before, there was a Benish, a Mitzri, the Benish Israelis that came, and it says that the reason why he was Nekev Shem Hashem was because wherever he went, they tossed him out. He went to this Shevitz, to this place, they told him, it's not your address. He went to this place, not your address. It's like somebody's an American citizen, but he can't live in any state. No state wants him. But he's an American citizen, so he had no place to be, and that's why he was nifka from Klal Yisrael and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the shaila is, what should have he done? In other words, what exactly was the mahalach there? It's a good taina. I mean, he has to live someplace. And we obviously understand the problem wasn't the address. The problem, it's a midbar. They could have parked him any place outside somewhere and told him here or here or here. It wasn't the question wasn't a piece of land. Was it, you know, there wouldn't be, they would not be going to Israel for a long time. And how do you understand the Masa Shakta Vataria? What was the answer to him and so on? So I want to try to be mevaya the teichen over here of the sinyan. In the when we talk about things, the bria is set up in oifen that when you speak about things that have a permanent metzias, when you speak about things that have a real metzias, you talk about something that has shrashim. In other words, let's conceptualize it a bit. Everything has a metzias kishala atzma. I walk outside, I see a tree. So that's what it is. It's a tree, and that's its metzias. It's tall, it's strong, it's thick, it's you know, it very very. It doesn't move any place, and so on and so forth. That metzias cannot start from itself. The metzias of a tree starts from shrashim, meaning that there is a mocker that's mechabrit to something that is that be'etzim is permanent. In other words, we're toifis the world as permanence itself. Mitzad the aretz, but aretz oilam medes, the world stands permanently. In other words, for us, permanence is the rock, the stone, the ground, and so on. Anything on the surface, anything within the world, has permanence and has kiyum only in as much as it's mushrash in the ground. So the shrashim, on many levels, on a structural level, the shrashim anchor down to the ground. The shrashim give it its food, its supply of food, and so on. That's its metzias of kiyum. So everything is nitfas. Its own kiyum is the thing itself, but it's eternal kiyum. And as a synonym to eternal, we'll use the word emesa kiyum. Its kiyum as a real metzias is shayach only through its sheirish. That's the way the Bria is set up. The Gemara in the end of Bar Metzia, the Machlokes over there, when you have a plant that grows between two places, you look at the Shrashim Machlokes, but one is where the plant is, one is where the Shrashim are. You know, wherever Me'echen Chai Yerek Zeh, wherever it cherishes, that's its Metzias. The metzias of a thing, its emes lies in its sheirish, and that's its metzias. The avodah zarah of all the inyanim that are that of all the averis, the one that deals with the discrepancy between ikar and sheirish is avodah zarah. Avodah Zarah is a metzias where if I ask myself, does Malach Rifoel heal or not? So that question is a tricky question. Are you asking me mitzad the metzias or mitzad it sheirish? Mitzad it's apparent metzias or mitzad it's real metzias? And we don't have to speak of Malach Rifoel. If a person takes an antibiotic and it gets healed. So, did the antibiotic cure you or not? It's a tricky question, because the word antibiotic can refer to it as you're talking about the eights, or you're talking about a sheirish. The sheirish is ani Hashem refecha. The metzias haniris is the antibiotic. So in the comparison between Sheirish and Iker, between Sheirish and its Metzias Haniris, Avodah Zarah is that Pagam. Avodah Zarah is something which has, it looks like something, and yet it is not the thing itself. And that's why it's so misleading. The Rambam says that the Torah of Avodah Zarah started when people were Teifis, the Malach without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They were Teifis, the Mazolus without a Sheirish. So that's the Metzias of Avodah Zarah. When a person comes, and that's why of all Averis, for instance, if I ask a person, if I ask a person, somebody has a Yetzirah to eat treif. So I can work on it in toifanim. One is I make all sorts of shmiris that he shouldn't go near a treifa store, that he shouldn't be near tarifas, so it shouldn't be nechshol. So let's say I put, a big lock on his jaw, and he can't, and you need the mashkiach to unlock it. So of course he's not going to eat treif, and so on. Is that enough? Yes. Be'etzim, yes. Because the iser to eat treif is to eat treif, and even if the person has a deep yearning to eat treif, so what? And in all averes is like that. It's certainly appropriate. The only real shmira is when the person stops wanting to eat treif, because no matter how many locks you put on yourself, you can always get out of it. Locks are not that effective. So in all mitzvahs and averes, there is sort of a... It's enough be'etzem, it's not the gidrei havera, it's enough to be shema mibachutz. It's not something you can depend on, and therefore, once you put those shmiras into place, we then start working on our pnimius to change it. So if a person lashes zil shavu dezara, so once he makes himself all sorts of siyagim, he's not going to speak for this hour, he's not going to speak to this person, he's not going to mention a person's name. On the pnimius, he builds into himself the nyanim of speaking to varim tovim, of and so on and so forth, and that changes it. In avodah zarah, it's more than just a good tactic, a smart tactic. In avodah zarah, that in itself is, since the avodah zarah itself is the fact, the mistake that it has a sheirish, unless you oiker it, unless you be'etzim, if your attitude is that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Avodah Zarah itself has some powers, but what can I do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to worship it, so I'm not, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger, so I'm not going to worship it. The person is still not even Avodah Zarah, b'pnim yusay. The mitzvah is to pull out the shroshim, just like a person has a weed. If you leave the shroshim there, then the weed is still there, because the nature of the weed, it just keeps growing, as long as it's there. The there is the sheirish. Now, so in Avodah Zarah, a person, the etzem mitzvah is to show that there are no shroshim. To show that the etzem, the shroshim are full shroshim. They're like shroshim of weeds. They go all over the place, but they don't, in other words, it's not be'emes part of the mitzvah. That's why there's such a chiv in Avodah Zarah. When a person, in the parasha by us deals with two inyanim, and they are both at this point, the inyan of the herring, the being mafchin between sheirish and hemshech. The shmitas and yovlas, because a person's ownership on karka is something, this is his mitzias. A person is a ben of that place. The Maral says by get, you write the name of the place, not only for identification purposes, but that's part of the person's name. Ruvain from Yerushalayim is the person's name. That's the person's, his place is him, because a person's sheirish is shayach to his makom. And therefore it's mitzarev to him. We'll see a bit later how it's by Shmid Yevis. But I want to first, let's talk about the Avodah Zarah. If somebody gets sold to Avdus, then when you get sold to Avdus means your Metzias became rooted in the other person's Metzias. Since a person is eating and drinking and everything that goes with it, his kiyum lies in Parnassah, in the world of Parnassah. If a person is an eved to Avodah Zarah, then his mitzias is rooted in Avodah Zarah, Chas v'Shalom. And that's the terrible darga of where a person falls to if he becomes an eved to Avodah Zarah. He's part of that. So the Torah has to make it clear that it's eker. In other words, Avodah Zarah, it's nominally, you became rooted in something else, but that thing doesn't have roots in itself. You can't become, just like a fungus that lives on a healthy tree has a long kiyum. because the tree is rooted in the ground and the fungus is rooted on the tree, so it has it can last longer than the tree. If it's dead material, the fungus devours the dead material, and when it's finished, it's finished, because that itself had no bet samchias. So the Torah here mentions, calls it Eker Mishpachas Ager, because the Eker Ager means it's not Avodah Zarah. You nominally became a subsumed Avodah. The Gemara says, there's a Havamina. I would think, my Rabbi Avodah Zarah, I also should be Avodah Zarah. I mean, what's the Havamina? The Torah says, because an Eved is the Rav. Mashakon Eved Kona Rabbi. His entire Avdur Malka's Malka. An Eved is the person. So once my Sheresh Avodah Zarah, what am I but Avodah Zarah? That's the oimik of the tain over there. Kamash Malan over here, that Avodah Zarah itself doesn't have a root, and Avodah Zarah itself is rootless, and b'meila that's not your sheresh. And we'll try to explain a little bit about that nekuda. There's a pasuk, there's a perik in Yeshaya, and there's a pasuk that speaks about the inyan. It says like this: the pasuk, it's the perek that we read in the Torah of Tainus Tzibur, and it says that Val Yema Ben Anecha Hanilval Hashem Lemar Havdel Yavdilani Hashem Al Amoy. Someone who's the Ben Anecha, the ger that came, should not say HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set me aside from his Amo. Val Yema Asar Sein Yetzi Yavish. So these are two people that l'chura have a taina that they're not mushrash, that they're lacking something in the world of being mishtarish in kedusha. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, the ger says havdil Hashem amoy, very similar to the taina of the ben isha mitzris of the ben isha mitzri that he has no place. I mean, yes, I'm Jewish, but I don't belong to Reuven, I don't belong to Shimon, I don't belong to Levi. Where do I belong? And the Saris is Eitzei Yavish, which, again, the Shrashim dry up also. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, B'nei Anecha nilvim al Hashem l'sharsoi, u'le'ahav v'ashem Hashem, liyos l'avodim, kol shem v'shabes mechal v'asik v'prisi, and v'avishan ha'kotshi, and so on and so forth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that there is an oifin, where b'nei anecha nivad shon l'shor so olav Hashem Hashem liyos loy lavodim, the b'necha can shtalzach tzu directly to Hashem Hashem and get his makom. Chazal say over here, it says, it's a medrash in Parshas Bo. It speaks about, on this pasuk, it's going on this pasuk of b'necha, and it says, Amar Avrechya, there's a pasuk that says, "Oma iyov, dovach." Zayis looks at Pesach. Dodech siv val yema ben anecha nilva Hashem lima havdel yavdilan Hashem al amoy. So, it's going on that pasuk and explaining what does it mean. The ben anecha says that havdel yavdil, the ben anecha should not say havdel yavdilan Hashem al amoy. Oma iyov. Iyov said, "Bachutz lo yolin ger." The stranger won't have to sleep outside, and the word ger is being used in the musik of ger. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu poysel lebriya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not poysel lebriya, ala koil hu mekabel. Hasha'orim niftachim b'chol shoh, b'chol mishu mevachsh ikonis ikonis. L'chakach hu oime b'chus l'yol ger k'neged ger shah b'sharecha. Omar Rebrechya, k'neged mi Omar b'chutz l'yol ger. On who's that posse going on b'chutz l'yol ger? Ela sidim gerim lius kehanim mishars mebeis ha-mikdash. The gerim are going to be kehanim. Shenema v'nilva ager aleim v'nispecha beis Yaakov and v'nispecha lakuna shenema s'fachenin arachas hakunais, and so on. So it's a very strange. I mean, Brechia is very, very nice. He says they're going to become kohanim. Like, where's it coming from that they should become kohanim? Well, what's the why kahuna? The answer is, and this is why the Ben Ish Mitzri. Where was he wrong? Where was that he was Nekev Shem Hashem? What exactly was it? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many hanhoges in the Bria. He's a Rachum and he's a Hanun. and there's this midah, and this midah, and this midah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up Klal Yisrael, that every chelek of Klal Yisrael has its midah, and its oifim, and its yoinik from a certain midah and from a certain oifim. That is the, that's the way Klal Yisrael set up. Each shevet has its bracha, each shevet has its particular dimension, its angle, and it makes it much effective and easier to find your makom when you have a makom. Oh, you're an al-chayf yamim dekayid, so zvulin is where you park yourself. You're a chamor garim dekayid, you park yourself in your sachar. And so on. Every shevet has its nekuda through which it's yoinik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the Sheva, Sheim, Sein, and Mechokim, each that seven names, each one of them has a certain hanhaga that's more particular to it than others. So besides the names of Rachum, Chanun, and Kana, and so on, which are clearly midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the different shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all have certain inyanim that they shtalzach to the main anhaga and a certain knife. And that's why the ger who comes along has a tain of havdali avdilani, that, you know, I'm not shaykh. Where I fit it, and that was the Benishi Israelis, the same taina. I don't have a makom. But in the oimek, all of those in yonim are yonik from the Shema Mefarish, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. Yudke Vavke is in the Sheirish Ashrashim, all those chilukim become bottle, and there's one Sheirish. And that's why, and that's what the Chazal say. There's one Shevet who had that same Metzias, and that was Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi was Hashem Unachlosei. Shevet Levi didn't have a makom. Shevet Levi had a place, just like it said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll give him Beged Lilbosh and Lechem Lechol. That's what Achilles Ager came, and he asked him, what do you give me if I come again? So it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you a Beged Lilbosh and a Lechem Lechol. So he said, big deal. So they told him, well, Yaakov Avinu asked for that. It is a very big deal. The Teretz is, anybody who has, a soldier gets in the army a uniform and food. In other words, tzrochim. Is that because they don't value the soldier? It's because the soldier lives, the soldier is the U.S., So his needs come automatically. It's not he's limited to his needs, but his whole metzias is just a hemshech of, I represent Be'etzim. Everybody else is American, I represent America itself, and therefore I don't have more than I need, and I have everything I need. It's a hanhaga that goes to the sheirish. Everything in the country is at my beck and call if I need it for the country. So all the Shevatim have a step between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a certain anhaga, a certain knech, a certain inyan, and they can have their own things. Asher can have shemen, and he can have chayf yamim. Everyone has things, because they have their midah, and their midah is mischabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you ask a zvon person, what are you? I'm a businessman. What's the purpose of your life, of your business? To do what I can for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Klal Yisrael, and so on. That's the oifin that every shevet is mischaba. Shevet Levi has no metzias of its own. As Shevet Levi has no ach and has no av and oima, he's kol kuloi Hashem unachlosei. So he gets what he needs and he has nothing. That's a very, very deep anhaga. It's a difficult anhaga to shtalzach to. The Rambam says only somebody who's not v'liboy and so on is a very, very difficult anhaga. But his anhaga stands above all the anhagas because there's a direct chibah between him and to urecha v'tumecha l'ish chasidecha. The anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes directly to that person. The ben necha that was nilval Hashem, In as much as he's cut off from Klal Yisrael because he has no makom b'tar shevet, he's mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's above Shevatim. There's a sheirish for him. And the sheirish is the same Hashem Nachlosei that Shevet Levi has. And that's why Chazal say, that's why Berechia says, that the Asidim, the Gerim, to be Kohanim, because that's the Mokrim. The Mokrim for those, the Mokrim of the people, that are that their Mokrim is direct HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that belongs to that Chelek of Klal Yisrael. Kahuna, who have nothing like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Ger, who came and was Mistapeach Nachal Hashem, he's Mistapeach, his Loshen Kahuna, he doesn't have Sheikhs to the Nachle, he has Sheikhs to Hashem. Hashem is the Nachle. It's not that he has a Nachle of Hashem, but Hashem is the Nachle. So the Nimtzinu Lemedim, that we have the Inyan of becoming Mishtarish, the Inyan of making Shrashim, is the deciding factor in the Kiyam of something. And it's probably the most important chelek d'avoda. Shmitas and Yovelis are there to take away the illusion that we're nishtarish in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a hechatimtzut of mishtarish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the zvulun with the choif yamim, naftoli with his kromim and sadis and harim and each and every shevet with his things, there needs to come once a week. Once in 7 years, where the person says, and be'etzim, this is only a stage. My kerem is mishtarish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I recognize it by being misnatic from the kerem, by leaving the kerem for a while, because be'etzim it's there. The Yovel brings everything back to its sheirish. No matter what I did, I bought it, and I sold, and I bought that, everything comes back to its nekuda of sheirish and so on. That's mitzad Eretz Yisrael and mitzad demokam Eretz Yisrael. The geulas adam is a person can also kimocha chicha and v'nimka. A person sherishes his mishpacha, a shevet, and so on. A person that's misnatic, a person that's nimka la'avdus, the terrible tsar of being nimka la'avdus is that he loses his own sherish. He was from this shevet. He's a shevet Yisachar Yid, and he's sold to a shevet Zvulun Yid. So there's a certain hafgah from his metzias. The ultimate, the lowest a person falls, is when he's nimka t'avodah zarah. If his sheirish is sahakol, to be meshames and mesharas avodah zarah. I want to share a hagosha. I don't mean it lemaisa, but it's a hagosha that I just feel the need sometimes to express it. Avodah Zarah Baruch Hashem is gone. I mean, nobody today. Nobody becomes an executive director for an Avodah Zarah. It's not a Jewish profession. But there's something else. Law is considered a very Jewish profession, and the people's talents are. The skills that a person learns in yeshiva and so on and so forth translates very easily, and it's an easy way. There's a certain nechbadus to it and so on. And again, on a practical level, I'm not coming to be more on the practical level, but I'm more oimik. But when a person does medicine, refuah is a help for a person. It's a chesed. It has nothing to do with his pnimius. He deals with it on the lemaisa level, and it's a big inyan of has to help an engineer builds things and so on. These are all inyanim that are above the surface. When a person sits and he studies someone's law, someone else's law, and he's misamik in it, and misboinin in it, and medayik in it, and spends his energy and mental effort and emotions debating, arguing, espousing a whole mahalchim of supposed emes and tzedek v'chulu v'chulu that are mushah someplace else, there's a tam of acre of acre hager in it. There's that tam in it that there's something there that's sheirishtik. It's much more sheirishtik than other inyan. But al kaponim, if a person falls that target, then his problem is that his mitzias is someplace else. And that's the inyan of Geula. The chiyuv of Geula is to take him back and to put him back in his right mitzias and so on. I want to, I guess, apply this in two or three afanim that are, this whole inyan in two or three afanim that are very important. First is mitzad the toiv. If a person builds, we ask ourselves the following. The chinuch that we received in yeshivas seems to be counterproductive. Instead of learning mitzvahs maisyas, we simply learn sugyas. Instead of learning practical yerushamayim, in other words, don't do this aveira, stop yourself from doing this or that, the other thing, we learn more things that are kind of vague, avas Hashem, yeras Hashem, and so on and so forth. And a lot of times when we go out into the world, we need to translate it. It's not easy always. People complain a lot of times that the reason why they're not Amid Ben Yisrael is because it was hard to translate, in yeshiva you talk about Kedusha Naim, in the workplace you have to talk about the Yisrael Shishish. You're so busy Kedusha Naim, didn't realize this, and by the way, Shishish is us, and so on. It's very hard because it seems to be minutuk. Instead of focusing on the things that are lemaisa, talk about things that seem to be more abstract. The reason for it is because as important as it is to struggle with the lemaisa of Torah, building shroshim in a person is the most fundamental part of avodas Hashem. If a person's maisim toivim and averis are only in the world of lemaisa, you can do this, you can't do this, this and that. Those things struggle to have a kiyum, and even if the person does it, but liboy bal imoy, there's something lacking in it. If a person worked on himself on a shayrishtika level, there may be lapses, and there may be issues with what he ought to do, and it may take time, and it may come with michsholos and kishlonos. But when the person does do something, it has very powerful and healthy roots. The person keeps a din because he knows what a din is. He knows what a halacha is. He in his very essence of his being, the chshivas of a din that he struggle hard. If the rabbanan asked this, he doesn't carry with him a suspicion that maybe rabbanan didn't really know how hard it would be or whatever it is. The person lives it and it's in his neshama. If a person builds Yerushalayim and Avos Hashem, Kedusha and Taira and Av and Yir and all these inyanim, so it may take a while for it to flower lemaisa, but when the things are taken on lemaisa, he kind of sees it. It comes out from his very core of his being and has kiyum. So one side of it is mitzad the positive side, that a person needs to make sure that the toiv that he has himself has very strong shrashim. And the frustration is sometimes you work on shrashim, it doesn't seem it's going to go somewhere. A person who's a sloppy balavoida takes very little as balmalacha. A person who's a sloppy carpenter, a sloppy gardener. So he does, he's impatient with the preparations and he wants to right away start banging and screwing his head. The person who is experienced and conscientious and so on, he measures, he scrapes off, he cleans. A lot goes into preparing it so that what you need to have as a prerequisite is there in place. So that's mitzad the toiv. Mitzad the other sad, a person needs to understand that the wherever a person is, it's so much easier when the shroshim are there. A person is in the yeshiva environment. A person is in a makom where the chibur to the shroshim is clear. He's in a frum society. He's in a yeshiva. He's in a koil. He's in a workplace that's good. So there it's easy because he recognizes his makom as standing in the place mechuba to what's down underneath it. Zakadosh Baruch Hu. But no matter where the person is, no matter what makom he is, if a person's feeling is havdelev dilani, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has cut me off, the answer to that taina is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself becomes a yad v'shem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself becomes his nachla. There's no place there are places where Hanhaga A doesn't exist, and places where Hanhaga B doesn't exist, and places where Hanhaga C doesn't exist. But Hashem Nachlosa exists every place, because it's above place. It's harder to latch into it. It's very hard because it's two or three floors down beneath. It's like you have to build up on stilts. It's one thing you have a building that's built up to the third floor. You want to put a fourth floor. It's very clearly mapped out, and you can build straight on top of the bricks and so on. Sometimes, for whatever reason, you need to skip two floors, and there's only four sticks there, and you need to build on that and to evaluate the straightness of the line and the strength of it and everything has to be balanced correctly. But it's doable. The avoda, the nisoyan of the ger and of the ben ishmitzri was to tap straight into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he does, then he's standing in the same place that Kahuna is standing. That's what he's standing at. There's one more limud from it that I think is important to the Reinu, and that's where we made the point about the mishpacha and so on and so forth. A person is, for whatever reason, is off the derech, so to speak. A person is having his own such shmiras mitzvahs, and so on. So there are mahalchim where you speak to the person, try to be machzim lemutav, mahalchim teichacha, mahalchim of ledab aliboy, all sorts of mahalchim. There's one mahalach that we need to understand is a very powerful mahalach. Down deep, just like what keeps a person mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chibur through mishpach and shevet, even for the person who nominally is looking at Yetzirah, the person who's off, as long as you let him feel that this is his echov, and if his achiv is not there, then it's doidoy ben doidoy, or sheh mishpachtoy, then just like if the sheirish is avodah zarah chas v'shalom, no matter how much mitzvahs he does, it's not good. If his sheirish is klal yisrael and toyerdik klal yisrael, then even if he's bent out far, he'll always come back. There'll always be geulas mishpachtoy. Geulas mishpachtoy can be in the very simple case where a person simply goes and he's paid to him, but as long as it's mishpachtoy, then there's geula. The holding on to the person, just holding on to him. The person that sometimes is very frustrating. So there's one, there's obviously shigal adas when a person affects other people, chas v'shalom, whatever it is. But in the shayrish inyan, we don't begin to understand enough, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, that the emes of a thing is its shayrish. And really, if you ask it, where is it? So sometimes I can say it's here. Sometimes I can say the ikra is here and the noifa is there. Yes, it's bent over and it's growing in a strange field. But as long as the shroshim are holding on to him in the stei Hashem, then there's real makom that he will be nigal through that. So there's a mishpachta being goyel by doing a proactive act, going and being goyel. And the very fact, the person is shakua in avodah zarah, mentar tumah, and a yid knocks on the door, and he says, "I'm your eighth cousin, but you belong to me because you're part of me, and this is I'm your chibur to Klal Yisrael." That itself is a geula, and so the parashas Behar is the parash of the heron, the sheirish of Klal Yisrael. Understanding that even if we think we have shroshim, even for those of us who are fortunate to have shroshim that are closer to us, we have a shevet, we have nachla, but you always must keep rooting it into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and understand that it's Hashem Unachlosi that's the shevish that makes your shevish. The reason why zvulun is a shayrish for you is because he's shiftei ka, and God is shiftei ka, and I'm fully shiftei ka, and that's why. So I take off the shiftei and I'm left with ka. The word shevet is a stick that comes out of a shayrish. And on the other hand, if somebody is misnatic from a shayrish, We learned the parasha before. Even the person who doesn't have a sherish, he can always be mischaber. The Hashem unachlosa never goes away. It requires more aveda, but a person can be mishtarish to that, to the sherish hashrashim. And in terms of our aveda chutz, giving if the it's the job of the sherish to hold on to the furthest twig, and as long as the sherish is holding on to it, no matter how much a twig is bent over, if the sherish is here and the sherish is not giving up, then eventually the mishpachtei and the doide and the ben doide and the mishpachtei and the echov, they will all be machriyat kaf to bring it back to its makom and its gula.
Thank you.